This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. A visit to Israel will transform the way that you read and study God's Word. And there's a lot of people who say a trip to Israel is a bucket list trip. It doesn't have to be a bucket list trip because it's easy to travel to Israel. There are so many opportunities to do that. I've traveled to Israel over 30 times, and it's always amazing to be back into the land and to see all of these new archaeological discoveries and to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and to walk in the footsteps of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and so much more there in the land of Israel. You'll discover the beauty of the land of Israel, and also you'll be able to see some of the beautiful archaeological discoveries that support the Word of God, that uphold the Word of God, the history, the truth of God's Word, and so much more. We're going to talk about that today with Richard Liverance, who serves as the Western Regional Marketing Director for the Israel Ministry of Tourism in Los Angeles, California. He also served as a pastor for 25 years. He has degrees in Bible theology and archaeology and Near Eastern Studies from Hebrew University in Jerusalem.
Why should we care about archaeology? I mean, is that really important?
Archaeology is not my passion. The Bible is, but what I wanted to do and the reason I went, and this actually was a dream, John, I had about 30 years ago. And I thought, I would love to go to Hebrew University and study archaeology, learn Hebrew, live in Jerusalem. You know, that was a dream. And then it just got to the point in my life where I thought, it's all possible right now. I need to do it now. I only did it a couple of years ago. I'm 63 today. The reason I wanted to do that was because I wanted to understand the material culture of the Bible. Plus, I was always curious, how do archaeologists make these predictions or these interpretations of the data that they find? How do they come to those conclusions? How do we know this level is, you know, Iron Age 2 and this level is, you know, Middle Bronze? So I wanted to find that out. I was fascinated. As a matter of fact, I think about it every day, wishing I was still back at Hebrew University, which was probably one of my favorite institutions I ever attended, and was with the top archaeologists in Israel, and certainly some of the top archaeologists in the world were my professors, and just amazed to go through and understand the background of the text. Thankfully, and this was sort of by the Lord's providence, he led me there, because I was looking at another school in Israel, and he led me to Hebrew University. So thankful. I lived in the old city of Jerusalem in the Christian quarter. Every day I walked out of my apartment was like a history lesson. And I would go to the Hebrew University up on Mount Scopus, beautiful location up there, and interact with people from all over the world. I went because I wanted to understand the material culture, and I also wanted to understand how archaeologists make these interpretive decisions. And they are interpretations, by the way. I was always somewhat frustrated sometimes reading archaeological periodicals and saying, I don't think so. You know, saying this archaeological find proves the Bible's not true on this. And I think, come on, you got to be kidding me. So I thought, we have to understand, this is true of all science. All science is interpretive. And we have the right, I think, as preachers and students of the text of Scripture to challenge the data sometimes. But I didn't want to challenge it from ignorance. I wanted to challenge it from, at least from in my introductory way of going through a master's degree in archaeology, was at least to be able to have the ability to at least step through the process and see how they make these decisions. A truth is, when you look at the archaeological data that they've discovered just in Israel alone, and there's data all over the Middle East, there's nothing that's been found that has proven the Bible wrong, even though you might hear that from an archaeologist here or there. Quite the contrary, affirm the texts of Scripture historically. Here, there, everywhere. It's remarkable. And the more they find, the more it just confirms the text. If we allow archaeology enough time, eventually, I think, we're going to affirm absolutely everything, the historic accuracy of the Scriptures on every point.
Start your journey to Israel when you visit holyland.israel.travel. That's holyland.israel.travel. Check that website out. That's the Middle East Report. Thanks for listening. Get a podcast of the show wherever you get your podcast. We're on all the major podcast platforms or AFR.net.